everybody. Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. And you'll be able to meet Logan either via the video on your computer or in person if you come to the Allen Library and see the event, the seminar that's going to be next Saturday, as a matter of fact. She's going to be there for a while, and hope you can come. We had an interesting question just come in. By the way, wide open lines for you this hour. Jump on here and let's chat at 866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Somebody called and asked if there would be scooters there available for handicapped people. I have no idea on that. It may be a situation where you have to bring your own or you'll have to watch on a computer. It's a member-only deal. Joining at the door can be done, but you can also join online on dirtdoctor.com anytime you want. It costs $24.95 or something like that. And covers a lot of things other than the seminar, but and I think you'll find it worth it. The seminar alone should be worth that. A couple of things before we do go back to the phone lines. Had an email that was a tip that I think is really good. I was talking about my tea that I'm drinking this morning, which is a very simple tea. It's just green tea with honey in it. And the caller suggested putting a thin slice of ginger in that mix. And I love ginger anyway. I sometimes just chew on a piece of ginger. Really great antioxidants. And this listener was talking about the fact that it has anti-inflammatory value. So if you have little aches and pains in your joints, arthritis, and that sort of thing, that's a good way to go. Plus, it would just taste good. Green tea, little ginger, and some honey does sound very good. We'll do that next week, and we might do it all week long. Wanted to talk about oak wilt. Also, got a question about oak wilt. It's a disease. It's a disease that we have here in the South, a fungal disease that hits red oaks and live oaks. It's a vascular system disease, and kind of like the rose rosette, a lot of the recommendations on it are that you can prevent it, but you can't really cure it. And the recommendations that come from A&M and other universities are primarily to inject a chemical fungicide into the flares of the trees. That's the only good thing they recommend, is exposing the flares. And if anything does any good, it's that. But anyway, you're supposed to expose the flares, drill holes in the flares, and inject this chemical called Alamo into the tree. And I've tried my best. I've talked to arborists. I've talked to university people. I've talked to the Texas Forest Service. I've talked to people all over the country to try to get some kind of data on how many trees have been that were infected with the disease, that were sick, have been cured using this technique. And to date, you know what the answer is? Zero. Zero trees have been cured using this chemical called Alamo. Why is it continuing to be used? Well, your guess is as good as mine. The research that was thrown together in an extremely short period of time, way back in the early days of this, is, you know, questionable at best. And what was behind it and at the bottom of it and everything, your guess is as good as mine. But it continues to be said by the people that do the research on it, supposed research on it, and talk about it at the college level, that this is the way to go and that it will prevent the disease from getting into a healthy tree if you've done it to a healthy tree 70% of the time. Well, so in other words, 70% of the time, putting this chemical in the tree will keep a perfectly healthy tree from getting sick. It's pretty interesting stuff. We have a lot of anecdotal evidence. Some of it comes from friends. Some of it comes from listeners. Bob Webster's one place where it's actually been seen to work. Bob's got a situation on his ranch down near San Antonio where he's used compost tea and organic stuff on his property, and the oak wilt has come right to the fence and stopped dead right at the fence. We have seen it be curative on trees that already had the symptoms. The symptoms, by the way, are they're different. They're different on live oak and red oak. On live oak, the leaf veins turn brown. It's a real strange look. You can go to dirtdoctor.com or go to my tree book or any. I think several of my plant books may have the shots in there too of live oak leaves, and you see veinal. It's called veinal necrosis, and what it is the color, chlorophyll, and the color goes away from the vein. It's just the opposite of what you see on a nutrient deficiency that a lot of people call it an iron deficiency. It's a chlorosis. It can be caused by various trace minerals, but iron is often one of the culprits, or lack of iron. And in that situation, the veins stay green, and the tissue between the veins turns yellow and then brown. So it's just the opposite of that. And red oak's totally different. Red oak, the whole leaf turns brown. It starts out on the edge and moves inward, and the whole leaf turns kind of a brown color. Almost looks like it's been burned a little bit. And then you'll have big areas that'll start to happen throughout the tree, and then the whole top of the tree dies. The way it's manifest on the trunk, too, you have to be careful about using those trees that die as firewood. The live oak doesn't seem to be a problem. You can cut up the limbs and use the firewood, and it doesn't transfer the disease at all. Red oaks, the way they form the mats on the trunks of the tree, it can be moved around. It can be transported to other trees. So what's recommended there, and I agree with it, is to cover that firewood up with plastic. Just put a big plastic tent covering on it. It needs to be out in the full sun. And what you do is you create a greenhouse effect. Put rocks or soil down so you really seal it, and it gets hot and steamy inside. And that kills all the fungus that is on the wood, and then it can be used as firewood. Interestingly enough, either one, red oaks or live oaks that have been infected with the oak wilt and even killed the tree, be a lot of it, when those limbs and trunks are ground up into a shredded mulch, it totally eliminates the ability of that fungus to be transferred to other trees. It's the aeration that does it. And so that's pretty much, how you manage that. What do you do if your neighbor has oak wilt or if you've seen oak wilt? What you do is you apply the sick tree treatment. Sick tree treatment was developed originally for the curing of the disease, the root disease that was wiping out photinias. That's why we came up with the procedure, which is basically to aerate the root zone of the plant that's sick, or that you're trying to protect from a disease moving in, I guess, same thing, too. Aerate the root zone, and then while the holes are open, you go throughout the root zone and you apply the same materials that we use for bed preparation. You apply compost, rock powders, and sugar. The rock powders being lava sand, Texas green sand, or just green sand, zeolite, granite, all those kinds of things. Azomite can be used, any of the rock materials that are different from the base rock on the property. And then the sugars would be dry molasses and cornmeal. There's some other sugars, other things, beet pulp, anything that you have could be used. And then you spray the ground and spray the trunks and spray the foliage with the Garrett juice. On the sick tree treatment for really serious diseases like oak wilt, I would probably recommend now, and this is one of the new things that I'll be talking about a little bit at the seminar, we would add the hydrogen peroxide to the spray. Add the hydrogen peroxide at about 8 ounces, you know, like a bottle that you buy at the grocery store, per gallon of spray for spraying the foliage, the trunk, and the ground plane. And it's remarkable how well it'll control, shut down some of the worst diseases that are out there, including the ones that they say you can't control, like the disease on oleander and oak wilt and the rose rosette on roses. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. That and more after this. The number is 866-444-3478.
Register today for Howard Garrett's Healthy Living and Growing Seminar. Howard is teaming up with other experts to present growing edible gardens, mosquito control that works, natural pet health, natural remedies for weeds, head lice, foot fungus, and insect bites, nutrition and health, and much more. There will be prize drawings throughout the event, so register today by going to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Healthy Living and Growing Seminar logo or call 866-444-3478. Register at DirtDoctor.com today and have a more successful 2013.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Well, my dogs were making me laugh this morning, as they often do. And one reason they feel so good is they eat only Munster natural dog food, and it's what I recommend for your pets. Judy and I think that the health issues are the most important. I think what they like is the taste. Other major points are the absence of toxic pesticides and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients that you'll find, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. The presence of some very unusual ingredients is also there. I've been recommending these things for a long time. Some of the Munster foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones. Munster natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made in the United States. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com. You can talk to them about getting the products in your area and making your dogs and cats happier and healthier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. I forgot to mention that during the seminar, all day long, there's going to be prizes given out. There'll be drawings that'll give away all kinds of really cool stuff. One is a mosquito control system, Rehoboth Ranch meats, Munster natural dog food and cat foods, some of my books, Scram products, the repellent products, Crazy Water. Steel is giving away a biggie. They're giving away your choice of one of their new lithium-powered pieces of equipment, and you get to choose which one that you want. It's just a fantastic prize. You get the chainsaw or the edger or the blower, you know, any of those things you want to choose. Great, great prize. Dr. O'Hara's products are going to be, there's going to be some of those given away. Hank Blue Paint, for those of you interested in that. Great subject. Gardening products in general and much more. Back to the phones. And then somebody called last week and told me, this got buried in one of my piles, about the new FDA regulation that has been put in place of people growing food have to abide by, new safety regulations. And I've got a paper that kind of covers the high points of it. It's kind of scary in a way. Terry and Ben Wheeler is next up, though. Terry?
Yes, sir. I'm a frequent caller, and I should know more about what you talk about than I do, but it kind of goes in one ear and out the other.
Well, if not what you're currently interested in and working with, sometimes that happens. What can we help you with?
Okay, the last family reunion that I went to was down in Diboll. Okay, and I had never seen this. I was raised in Blackland in Garland.
Mm-hmm.
And it had sphagnum moss, is what my mom called it, hanging off the trees. Is that the same thing as peat moss?
No, not really, Terry. That is, I guess it would maybe have kind of similar properties to be, could be used in a similar way. But peat moss that is in the garden centers and the feed stores and everything that I, by the way, don't recommend. I recommend composting instead. But peat moss comes from bogs. And most of that industry, the bogs, are in Canada. And it's real large areas where, you know, things have been staying wet and in an anaerobic condition, you know, for a long, long time. And it's a buildup of plant material that creates this peat moss in the ground rather than up on those trees. The moss that hangs from the trees, if you could harvest enough of it, I guess it, you know, could function in a similar way, but they're two completely different materials.
Okay, so I got some of it, but I was a little kid at the time. I was in elementary or junior high, mm-hmm. but and what happened to it since then, I have no idea. But anyway, so it essentially is a dead material like peat moss.
Well, no, it's growing in the trees. It's a parasitic type of a plant, and it dies at some point. But it's just kind of like peat moss. Peat moss is all living material at one point, too.
Okay.
But one's in the ground, one's up on a tree.
Okay, well, I don't use either one of them. But, okay, now I've heard a lot about inoculating the ground. Now, say that you have a sterile growing medium, and if you put, like, cottonseed meal, now I know that chicken manure, you know, it would probably have enough critters in it, you know, to make it decompose, but say that you use just some dry cottonseed meal in a sterile growing medium, would it start breaking down and act as fertilizer?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, it'll break down. It will eventually feed the microbes and really get things moving in the right direction. But one of the reasons, Terry, that I recommend sugar so much, cornmeal, dry molasses, beet pulp, anything you can get that's sugar, has sugar content, it stimulates especially the bacteria right away. They really fire up and start growing in a hurry. Related kinds of microbes come along for the ride, we know now, too. So what you do is you just speed up the process of this biological activity happening in the soil, which is what we want to get to. If you just did compost or just did mulch or take the next step and just used an organic fertilizer, you would eventually get to that same point. The sugar just speeds up the process.
Okay, so sugar just gives the little critters in the ground a sugar rush.
That's exactly right. Does what it does to us. If we, you know, if we did it just every now and then, that's fine. If we do it all the time, that's a problem. Same thing with the soil.
Okay, well, now, whenever I put out leaves out in my garden, I do go over before I cover them up. I do go on out there with some just regular table sugar. I have not tried molasses yet, but just table sugar, and just sprinkle it out on the leaves, you know, and then run over it with the discs, and, you know, then it's got critters, you know.
That's fine.
That can go on.
That can
there.
Be kind of expensive, and just don't overdo it. Again, no, too much of a good thing can be not a good thing, but basically that's fine. Any kind of sugar will work.
Okay, well, I thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Okay. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
And we'll take a little break here and come back for more of your calls. I'll read you a little bit about this FDA pitches new food safety regulations, if we can work it in, and if not, we'll get to it next time. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The president of the National Rifle Association says Congress is not likely to pass a new ban on assault weapons. David Keene tells CNN the right now has the gun lobby, the gun lobby has the support in Congress to block a new assault weapons ban. Vice President Joe Biden expected to send a comprehensive package of recommendations for curbing gun violence to President Obama on Tuesday. Syrian fighter jets bombing suburbs of Damascus today as President Assad's government tries to dislodge rebels from strategic areas. A Somali intelligence official says the French intelligence agent held hostage for more than 3 years by Muslim fighters in Somalia has likely been killed by his captors. It probably happened during yesterday's failed rescue attempt by French commandos, we're told. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-801-9691. 1-800-801-9691. That's 1-800-801-9691. 1-800-801-9691.
With Esrin Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. In the fourth longest playoff game in league history, the Baltimore Ravens ended a brilliant comeback season for Denver quarterback Peyton Manning, beating his Broncos 38-35 in double overtime. Justin Tucker kicked a 47-yard field goal, a minute 42 into the second OT, on a drive that started from midfield when Corey Graham intercepted a Peyton Manning pass. Manning, who was intercepted twice and had a fumble, says the loss overshadows what his team accomplished this season.
You can go through lots of plays, certainly offensively, that we'd like to have back, I'd like to have back. You know, certainly it was, did a lot of good things this season, but, you know, as of right now, it's hard to think about anything else besides this loss.
The Broncos became the latest number one seed to lose in the divisional round. Since 2005, nine top-seeded teams lost their first game in the playoffs. The Ravens play the winner of today's Houston at New England game on the road next week in the AFC title game. This is Esrin Sports. Colin Kaepernick ran for a quarterback playoff record, 181 yards and two touchdowns, and threw two scoring passes to Michael Crabtree, and leading the San Francisco 49ers back to the NFC title game with a 45-31 victory over Green Bay. San Francisco quarterback Dante Whitner says Kaepernick showed off his talents big time.
He's that new style quarterback in National Football League that can run the read option, that can pull the ball down, run it, take it the distance from anywhere on the football field. Extremely strong arm, accurate. He's our quarterback, he's our leader, and he did a great job out there today.
San Francisco had 579 total yards, 323 on the ground. The Niners face the winner of today's Seattle-Atlanta playoff game in next week's NFC Championship contest. It's unanimous for two members of the Associated Press All-Pro team, Vikings 2,000-yard man Adrian Peterson and Texans pass swatting end J.J. Watt were unanimous picks for the honor. With Esrin Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
Howard Garrett back with you. 866-444-3478. Here's Gary in Fort Worth. Hey, Gary.
Hey. I put out some green sand the other day before the rain, and I was opening the third bag, and it was dark. It was not green at all. Does that sand come in different colors?
Yes, it does. It will vary from almost black to a real bright green with shiny little sparkly things in it to some gray colors.
Well, I'd never run onto that before, and the lady where I got it, she went and got another bag, and it was they just got a new shipment. And we opened it up, and it was black, and I wasn't for sure before I put it down. I got two bags out in my garden spot and all my leaves and some lava sand and soft rock phosphate before the rain done, and now I'm going to turn it on over when it dries up.
You say it's actually good, completely black. It's not just a real dark green.
Well, it's almost black, just looking at it in the sack.
Okay. I'd scratch my head about it a little bit.
It's Sabino's stuff.
Okay. I wonder if he's getting it from a different place now. I don't know where he gets his. I'm glad you told me whose it was. I'll chat with him about it and see what the deal is. And
well,
if it's
listen, it's Nature's Guide, and I've always used it, except I called you a year ago about his dry molasses was full of yellow corn.
Yeah, I think they got that straightened out. I hope they did.
Yeah.
Well, let me check with him on it about the color, but the answer to your question is it can vary in color quite a bit. And if it's moist, it'll be always darker than if it's not.
Well, they just got it off the truck, so, you know, it went from whoever filled the bag to the supplier to the retailer.
Okay.
And so being in a plastic bag, it's going to sweat and hold a little moisture.
Yeah. I'll check on it more, Gary. I don't think it'll be a problem, though.
Okay. I thank you very much, and enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Peggy and Irving next. Hey, Peggy.
I am so glad to talk to you again. It's been a while because I'm the one that summer before last spent all summer picking bagworms off my cedar tree that looked like a big bonsai tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, and last summer it wasn't all that bad. I still had to take them off, but it wasn't as bad. And I'm just wondering when I should use the sick tree treatment again, and how soon do you put out the Trichogamma wasp? I've got my new calendar, and I wanted to put it on so I don't forget.
Well, I think the control of any kind of lepidopterous insect like we're dealing with there, you know, it grows to be a butterfly or a moth. Moths are what we're really talking about is the pest here. Would you do it on a continuing basis? That's why I recommend to everybody to put out Trichogramma wasp as soon as things start to grow. As soon as buds swell and leaves begin to grow in the spring, that's when you put the Trichogramma wasp out. If you put them out now, they're just going to sit there and would have a better chance of the fire ants eating them all up and that sort of thing. So,
yeah, I knew this was too soon. I was thinking March.
It rather than a date, it just depends on the weather.
Okay.
And when we see things start to break and buds swell and leaves start to emerge, flowers start to pop, that's really when I think the first release should be done. Some people, especially if they're commercial growers, will do it on a basis of once a week or once every 2 weeks over a period of time. And that makes it, that gives you even better control. But for most homeowners, if you do it one time when things just begin to grow and put beneficial nematodes in the soil, you control a very, very high percentage of the pests that you would have to deal with if you didn't do that.
I didn't use the beneficials, but the Trichogamma wasp, I would put those out like every 2 weeks.
Well, I think that's great if your budget allows that. The other thing about bagworms is that when you have bagworms on a plant, it's a pretty sure giveaway, just like having aphids covering up a plant, that the plant is in stress for some reason. So spending some time between now and the time to release the Trichogramma wasp, working on the base of the plant, pulling the soil away from the flare, maybe applying the entire sick tree treatment, and you don't have to do it all at once. You could do it a little bit at a time. That will help you as much or more than anything you can do.
Well, that's an area like 10 foot by 10 foot, and it's got ivy at the bottom.
Well, pull the ivy away from the – that's a good point.
Yeah, I don't put that – I don't let it go up the trunk at all.
Pull it back at least a foot out from the trunk, and I think
okay.
You're going to find – that your tree is deeper in the ground than you realize, and if you get that soil off the flare, you may eliminate that insect problem. I'd still do the Trichogramma wasp because they help you with a lot of other pests as well. But if you get the base, the flare exposed very well and keep the ground cover off the base, I think you may solve the problem with that procedure.
Okay, what about the sick tree treatment?
The whole thing would be great. It'd be outstanding, especially for a plant that has had issues like yours has in the past.
Well, in March?
You can do it any time. You can do it right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a million.
Get to
I
work.
Appreciate you being
okay.
there.
Talk to you later. It's Richard in Colorado Springs. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Mr. Garrett. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
A couple little things. Now, here in Colorado, our soil is really iron poor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important for a lot of trees. Is it important for vegetables as well? Like
it's important for any plant if there is a deficiency of the iron in the soil and or It may be in the soil, but not being available to the plant, bioavailable to the plant. If it is in the soil, you can make it more available by doing the things that you're already doing, I'm sure, Richard, and that's using organic fertilizers and amendments and mycorrhizal fungus products and all the things that we recommend. If there's not enough in the soil, the only way you know that is get a good soil test, like from Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh. If you don't have enough iron in the soil, period, I would use green sand to put in a bioavailable iron in the soil.
Okay, and that's what my question would have been. What type of iron would be most beneficial to the soil?
It's 10 times better than anything else on the market. It may be better than everything else put together. The chemical iron supplements that are out there are very, very harsh. They're not readily bioavailable to the plants at all. The Texas green sand, or just green sand, I shouldn't say Texas green sand, is bioavailable because it's loaded with organic matter in addition to all the trace minerals that it has in the product.
Okay, and something else too. Now, we actually have permafrost this year,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to plant a couple of trees, but do you really want to try to put a tree in when you've got permafrost, or should I just wait until soil warms up enough?
Well, it warms up a little bit, but it'll still be cold after things start thawing out and all, and that would be probably in your situation a better time to plant. Just get everything ready to go, and then as everything starts to thaw out, don't wait all the way till spring, but just get the trees in as soon as things start to thaw out a bit.
Yeah, I was figuring if the soil, once the soil hits about 35 degrees to 40 degrees.
That'll be perfect.
That permafrost, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be the way to go. I recommend exactly what you're thinking. Okay.
And one more thing.
Okay.
One more thing. As the Munster meal foods for cats, is that something that they eat strictly, or can you use give them wet foods in between?
Well, you can always mix. We give our dogs, in addition to Munster, some scraps and let them lick the plates and things like that. Cats are much more finicky than dogs, as you know. And so if they will eat just the Munster, it's a very well-balanced diet, and it will be great. Some people do that with their cats. But if you mix something else in with it, that's fine too, whatever your cat likes.
Well, she's partial to, Friskies. I was wondering how good. I've always understood that you shouldn't feed the cats wet food all the time.
Well, I like the dry stuff well. Get some and give it a try and see. Some cats won't eat it at all, so that's what you've got to find out.
Right.
Some cats just not going to do it. They just are cats.
Right. Yeah, because they have a mind of their own.
Yep.
All right, Howard, thank you very much.
Okay, talk to you later. All right, let's see what hit the wrong button. There we go. Ron in Oregon's got something for us. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Howard. How you doing?
Doing great.
A little heads-up intel with experience of planting conifer for us here since early 1970s. And going back with a little history in northeastern California, they logged off the Sierras there for the mining timbers. And the mountain hemlocks, which is an open, broad, needled conifer, no longer will grow there because the oxygen content of the air just got tweaked a little bit. So it's very hard for them to grow there now. So then we noticed here on the Oregon coast, southern Oregon coast, in the early 1990s, you could see the black mold that normally would grow on a roof or in a shaded area was now coming out into the open on the sunny side
mm-hmm.
of a building or a roof.
Right.
You've changed oxygen content. You've got maybe the oxidation processes that would limit or inhibit that growth is now more aggressive, or it is no longer oxidating or in that thought process. Well, no. We have a problem with, we have the tan oak root rot disease here, and time's too limited, so I won't get on to it, but we have another problem. One of the most valuable trees in the world that was being exported out of here is the Port Orford cedar.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a root rot disease came into this country from the Scandinavian countries in the early 1900s on the ships, and it started affecting the trees, killing them off. It's the real delicate roots. Well, my observation in the old growth forest in Northern California, there where the redwoods grow and where these understory Port Orford cedars were, where they had a symbiotic relationship, none of them are dead or died. So I started planting a redwood and a Port Orford cedar together in the same hole.
And it's working for you? That's interesting stuff. Let me put you on hold, and we'll talk more because I got to run for a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back with more right after this. Well, my dogs were making me laugh this morning, as they often do. And one reason they feel so good is they eat only Munster natural dog food, and it's what I recommend for your pets. Judy and I think that the health issues are the most important. I think what they like is the taste. Other major points are the absence of toxic pesticides and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients that you'll find, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. The presence of some very unusual ingredients is also there. I've been recommending these things for a long time. Some of the Munster foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones. Munster natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made in the United States. Everything about Munster natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com. You can talk to them about getting the products in your area and making your dogs and cats happier and healthier.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, with you about the end of the show for this weekend, but delighted everybody could join us. Remember, the seminar for the members of the Organic Club of America is next Saturday. Hope to see you there. We'll be broadcasting it from dirtdoctor.com. If you aren't in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you can be a part of the seminar, which goes all day from 10 o'clock till whenever we get through. 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we hope you can join us. You can join the Organic Club of America right on dirtdoctor.com. Go there, and it's right on the left-hand side, and it tells you all about the event and the speakers and the whole deal. This FDA pitches new food safety regulations. By the way, I talked off the air with Ron a little bit more, and he's a fascinating guy. He's been in the timber business in several ways for years. And we are going to talk more and share some more ideas. His thoughts I totally agree with about the fact that the air quality has affected trees and that the way trees are in the past have been clear-cut and harvested affects the air and affects the soil, and it's all related. And we'll be talking some more and bringing more information from Ron. Sound like a really interesting fella. But this new food FDA food regulation thing said it would cost – somebody called about it last week and asked me if I knew, and I hadn't seen this document until after that call. It said it could cost businesses close to $500 million, and it's expected to reduce the estimated 3,000 deaths a year from food-borne illnesses. Talks about specific plants that have – foods that have caused some diseases in the past few years, says that the FDA's proposed rules would require farmers to take new precautions against contamination to include making sure workers' hands are washed, irrigation water is clean, and that animals stay out of the fields. Okay. Interesting. Food manufacturers will have to submit food safety plans to the government to show that they are keeping their operations clean. I think there's even some talk about how to clean the soil up. Well, the only way you clean the soil up is you're going to kill everything in the soil, which is just 180 degrees opposite what we try to teach people how to do, having living, biologically active soil. The FDA estimates that the new rules would prevent almost 2 million illnesses annually, but it could be several years before the rules are actually preventing outbreaks. Farms would have at least 2 years to comply, meaning that the farm rules are at least 3 years away from taking effect. Smaller farms would have even longer to comply. It says the new rules, which come exactly 2 years to the day President Barack Obama signed food safety legislation passed by Congress, were already delayed. The 2011 law required the agency to provide or to propose first installment of the rules a year ago, but the Obama administration held them until the election. Food safety advocates sued the administration to win their release. So this thing has been brewing for a while. It says the new rules could cost large farms $30,000 a year, according to the FDA. The rules could cost manufacturers up to $475 million annually. The bill also authorized more surprise inspections by the FDA and gave the agency additional powers to shut down food facilities. In addition, the law required stricter standards on imported foods. The agency said that it will soon propose other overdue rules to ensure that importers verify overseas food is safe to improve food safety audits overseas. The scary part about this is that they're starting to talk about no animals and no manure and killing all the microbes in the soil. They're going to be going backwards. Keeping the facilities clean and people's hands clean and all that stuff, that's all great. But starting to enforce things like sanitizing the soil and sanitizing the farm, and a ridiculous thing about keeping animals. Nature doesn't exist without plants and animals together. So eliminating animals from the picture sounds like a ridiculous kind of a thing. Well, anyway, we'll end on that. If you want to talk more about that, or if you want to look up what's going on about it, we got a call last week from somebody in the business, and they said that growing food to sell it, they were going to be under these new regulations, and it was going to be something bad, and it looks like that it will be. We'll talk about that. We'll be visiting with some farmers and ranchers at the seminar next week. That's part of those are some of the experts that will be there. And we'll have all subjects covered. We're going to talk about nutrition. We're going to talk about Hank Blue paint. We're going to talk about pest control, the new mosquito program that we recommend, and exactly how that works and how that works with the overall organic spray program, sick tree treatment, up to date on all the products and techniques that we recommend. And we certainly hope to see you there. All the information's at dirtdoctor.com. You want our free newsletter? Just send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. The seminar costs you. You have to join the membership area of the site. It's the Organic Club of America, but I think you'll find that it's well worth the $24 it costs. Well, thanks for being with me. Enjoyed it. Enjoy your gardens. In the meantime, hope the weather's not too bad. And, of course, don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you next time.